And I believe we've got Daryl Sanders on the line as part of our Leading with 2020 vision. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad I grabbed the right line. I've got three lines ringing here. So how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
So are we doing the things that you think we should be doing?
I think there's a little room for improvement, but I think all in all, Clinton County's doing a pretty good job. I notice more and more people are starting to actually wear their masks like they were asked to. So that always helps when people want to do what they are not told to do, but necessarily help out. I guess they were told, but it's hard to force somebody to do that. But it's nice that the people are doing it on their own, and it's not as big as controversy as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, that's a good part of it. So, what do you think we can improve upon to get us from 4.5 to 5?
Boy, I tell you, I think the testing is helping quite a bit, and it's just making people more aware of that this problem is not going to go away this summer like everyone thought it was going to. In fact, I think all the experts are saying it probably will come back like it has. I mean, our numbers are up now.
Yeah.
So if people, they just need to stay the course and understand that this thing's not going to go away for a while, and until they come up with some kind of treatment for it, we'll have to be vigilant and make sure we take care of each other.
Are you a person who likes to subscribe to the CDC or the World Health Organization as far as things that we should do to follow what they're telling us, or is there anybody else that you would prefer that we tag along to?
I'll tell you the truth. I listen to our local Rodney Juan and Dr. Tharp. We've got an awful good health department.
Yes, you do.
They are very active. They do a lot of work that no one really appreciates until you delve into it. They spend an awful lot of time taking care of the citizens of Clinton County, and they're knowledgeable, and they do a very good job.
So overall, how do you think we're doing as a county? I mean, do you think we're getting there?
I think we're doing better than a lot of counties. I'll put it that way.
I would agree with that. And of course Boone County's got issues now down to, they're having a lot of people 19 and under come up with this. So that may be a concern for everybody starting schools here next week. So
I've talked to some EMA directors, and some of them, we're lucky in Clinton County to have the understanding of the elected officials, department heads, the value of the health department. Some counties don't have that. They have kind of inner struggle as far as a power struggle or whatever they want to call it. But in Clinton County, we've implemented our emergency plan, and that set the guidelines for everything to be done, and we went along with that, and so far it's worked out real well for us.
Do you do we have enough PPE and all that stuff available in case something changes radically the wrong way?
As of right now, we have a pretty good supply. That's one thing that my deputy director Terry is doing. We're trying to stockpile all we can. We have some stockpiles. We just had 750 gowns, disposable gowns, that we got for the nursing homes. We've got masks. We're trying to stockpile hand sanitizer. The federal government's finally starting to kick in some of that stuff, but they got caught short too. They had to order it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to stockpile all we can for the county and city government in case this thing does go off the charts.
I notice more and more people are starting to wear gloves. Do you think that is something that's we should do, or are you just kind of lukewarm with that?
We're trying to get more gloves. That's something I think they learn every day. Every week they learn something new about this disease. And some of the things we were doing earlier in the year may not necessarily need to be done, but I'm a big believer in masks and gloves and distancing. So
I just wish they'd come out with a mask where you didn't have to pull it down or vent it out so you can get some air in there, make it a little easier to breathe when it's warm out.
Well, I'm the same way. I have a tendency to get a little claustrophobic when I wear those masks, but when I go to the store, I don't stay in there very long because I don't like wearing that mask.
Yeah, I know. Okay, anything else advice you want to give, or anything else that you recommend here real quick before I let you go?
No, one thing we are doing, though, on a different subject, we're passing out hand crank portable radios that have the weather frequency on them.
Yeah.
For smaller towns that do not have sirens. So we're taking care of Little Lake so far, Kilmore. We're going to take care of Pickard, all the small towns, Sedalia, Gideonsville, Avery. We're going to get out there eventually before the end of the year and get every resident in those small towns, try to get them a hand crank portable radio. The nice thing about it is it's AM, FM, plus it's weather radio, and it also has a crank that you crank it up and charge it, but it will also charge your cell phone. So we're going to get that out to the people. So
Dennis, Darryl, if you've got a couple of those extra, we'd be happy to give some of those away on WILO and make sure they go to people in the country, you know.
Okay.
If you wanted to or something, sure.
We're gonna try to get as many out as we can, so I'll get with you later on and we'll set something up.
Okay. All right. Darryl, thanks much for everything. Appreciate the job you do. You take good care of yourself, okay?